I'm Jamal, and you're listening to Guess in the Mecha, your weekly anime and manga analysis podcast. From inspiring arcs to game-changing cinematography, I'm on a journey to try and make sense of it all, episode by episode. Enjoy the show. Welcome back to Get in the Mecha. In today's episode, we are looking at the animation but also direction of a creative that I really like, and that is Nao Nakayama. So let's get into their work. If I was to summarize Nakayama's work as briefly as possible, or say what it represents, it would really be this notion of if one is to focus so hard on one thing, they eventually master it and they eventually become almost the best at it. And that is Nakayama pretty much. What has Nakayama necessarily mastered, you ask? And that is the anamorphic aspect ratio, these anamorphic widescreen aspect ratios, aka 21 to 9, or 235 to 1, or 2.39 to 1. They are so effective at both animating within it and also directing for it as well. And I think over time, these skills have come and they've, with all the projects they accept as you go through the list of their work, you notice that they constantly step up their game when they're working on it, since I think that they've really figured out how to use it. However, it isn't just the aspect ratio that they're animating in or working in, but it's really getting good at working at everything that comes all around it and bringing out the maximum potential of it. This is something we already try to speak quite deeply about on the podcast, and how aspect ratios within the 21 to 9 ratio are really good at kind of creating this impression that space is limited. Even though technically it's a wider screen, so it isn't, but it creates the illusion of limitation. But even so, they're able to work within the limitations and bring out things that aspect ratios like 16 to 9 can't really bring. And yes, that's really Nao Nakayama. They've really mastered all these things that come with the entire package rather than just animating within it in a very bog standard way. They've really gone above and beyond. Not to speculate too much, but based on their key animation work, which is very focused on anamorphic widescreen aspect ratios, I suspect that they've become quite informed by it, and that by constantly working on it has allowed them to get to a stage at which they've basically mastered it. It's not to say every single thing they've done in their entire career is done in 21 to 9, but by constantly working at with it and hacking at it, you get to a stage, I think, where you really just get it and understand it's so familiar, basically. Great examples of this would be their work in Kaguya-sama, so the famous Chika dance, or the very cinematic moment with Mikoto Ino and Kaguya and Miyuki, and they're having a whole conversation, all these contrasting lights, and they're in the darkness too. It has such a beautiful look to it. And so how do they achieve this? They achieve this through this amazing color contrast that goes really well with, when you're watching this on a screen that's relative to, say, 16 to 9, you get this amazing contrast between the bars and the screen, and I think that only brings out some of the colors, and the same applies to the Kage episode too. They seem to have picked up on all these very small things that I don't think most consider, so again, the color contrast, but also framing things as well, what works and what doesn't. A really great sort of safe frame that they often go for, but it's very effective, is center frame and creating symmetry within that. And this really pays off when we look at their direction. So my personal favorite thing that they've directed and done storyboards for, and even done some key animation for, is a Salt Lily Bouquet. I really love how Nakayama takes advantage of these centerpieces, or just simply placing characters in center frame, and this works because when we have a much wider image, in a way that really brings out the horizon line, our eyes are kind of drawn to the center because you have the horizon and then you have something in the middle to sort of disrupt the horizon, I think. And so you get this nice almost mini cross, and usually see what's in the front, or at least that's kind of what I think my, I'm not saying this is a universal process, but I think that's my process when it comes to watching something in 21:9. And Nakayama really uses that to their advantage, to the point to which it just feels like they're so fluent in an aspect ratio. I never knew I was able to really say that, but this is one of the few creators that I genuinely think is what you could say fluent in a technique or a technical part of anime. What can we learn from Nakayama? Every technical aspect comes with so many intricacies and aspects to consider. I think Nakayama can be quite an inspirational artist, and even just inspirational for us creatives when it comes to focusing on one thing. I think often creatives like to try to do so many things, but there's nothing wrong with being very specific and niche and trying a very specific thing, but doing it really well and getting very good at it. And I think Nakayama shows us that that works, and hence I find their work quite motivating on the basis of that. But also, again, it's some amazing stuff. In summary, it shows that focusing on specific things can come with some real merits. Thank you for listening to Guest in the Mecha. That has been Minisode 3. I hope you did enjoy this one. If you do enjoy this podcast, please feel free to leave it a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you can leave reviews for this podcast. It helps out the algorithm, or the algo, as they say. I heard that recently. And yeah, it helps others find the show, and it boosts this podcast, basically. And also, if you want to support even more, you can subscribe on YouTube, like the video, leave a comment as well. Tell me what you thought about this pod. I would be happy to hear it, and I love to have a bit of a chat as well in the comments. So feel free to do that, and tell a friend about the podcast too. Even though we are minisodes, maybe they enjoy minisodes, or even they want to catch up on stuff like Evangelion and the Monogatari series, but they just don't have a podcast that talks about that. Guest in the Mecha is the one for that. So spread the word. That would be very lovely. So that's it for this week. Thank you for listening. I will see you next weekend for another creative who I'll be talking about. I have been your host, Jamar, today, and this has been Guest in the Mecha. The music in this production goes as follows. Synthwave by Alex, by Alex McCulloch, Mandatory Overtime by Joth, and Difference by Chasers Gaming.